There's a pasuk medrash in Parshas Vayishlach where it says regarding the prohibition of eating the gid hanasha, the sciatic nerve of an animal. It says, why don't we eat the sciatic nerve of the animal? Well, the pasuk says one thing, but here the medrash says mishum shenasa shtei achayos, because Yaakov married two sisters, Rachel and Leah. That's the reason why we don't eat the gid hanasha. What does one have to do with the other? Almost sounds like he did something wrong. And Ramban actually says that Yaakov did nothing wrong by marrying two sisters. He explains that although we say that the Avos observed Kol HaTorah Kula, Achelo Nitna, they observed the entire Torah before it was given, and one is not permitted to marry two sisters, that was only in Eretz Yisrael. That's only in the land of Israel where they were obligated when they did so. In Chutz La'aretz, he was permitted to marry two sisters. In fact, when he returned, Rachel had passed away, so he was never really married to two sisters when he came back to Eretz Yisrael. So there's no transgression on Yaakov's part. We don't fault him for that. According to others, this was prior to Matan Torah, and therefore this also was no prohibition and he should not be held accountable. So what does it mean that Yaakov, we don't eat the Gid HaNasha because he married two sisters? And also, the Pasuk tells you why. There was a wrestling match and the Malach hit him in the thigh. And that's why we don't eat the Gid HaNasha. So Nissen Alpert explains, giving the following insight into the Medrash. It was the marriage to both Leah and Rachel, actually Leah before Rachel, that elicited the disharmony in the family. How so? What is marrying Rachel and Leah, Leah before Rachel, what does that have to do with the disharmony? So we know Yosef should have been the Bechor had he married Rachel first the way it should have been. And of course, no fault to Yaakov, Lavan's fault. So Yosef would have been the Bechor. And in fact, Yosef had the physical characteristics and the personality of Yaakov. He should have been the Bechor. And the discord of that resulted, the fact that now Reuven's the Bechor, but Yosef really should be the Bechor, that conflict was really a result. That was a consequence of the fact that he married Leah before Rachel, and having married both wives, even though he's really only interested in marrying Rachel. So that's what gave the Soro Shel Esav in this wrestling match the opportunity and the opening of affecting, of impacting Yaakov's children. What does it mean, the Gid HaNasha Asher Al Kaf HaYorech, the Gid HaNasha, the sciatic nerve that's on the Yorech, that's on the thigh. The phrase Yotzei Yorecho, when we refer to the thigh in the Torah, we often refer to progeny, to the offspring of people, to descendants of people. And what happens is, what the Pasuk is saying is as follows. Vayar ki lo yachol lo, in the middle of the wrestling match, when the Malach sees he cannot overtake Yaakov, what does it mean? It means when the Soro Shel Esav saw he could not affect Yaakov himself negatively in any way. So what did he do? Vayiga b'kaf yerech Yaakov. What did he do? He attacked the children, the yerech, the yotzei yerecho, because when the children are in conflict and cannot make shalom, Esav has the upper hand. And therefore, al kein lo yochlu ben Yisrael es gid hanasheh asher kaf hayorech, were commanded to maintain and preserve the gid hanasheh and not eat it. As a reminder that we are to preserve shalom, peace, tranquility, harmony between one Jew and another. He writes, he says, ki ichud habanim, who kiyumo shalom Yisrael. It's the unity amongst the Jewish people, amongst the children, amongst Yotzei Yerecho, the Yerech of Yaakov. That's the kiyumo. That's what sustains the Jewish people. That's what preserves the character of the Jewish people. And therefore, it was only because Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, that Yaakov remained alone, so to speak. The Jewish people, whenever they are Levado, when a Jew separates himself from the Klal, so he's not a Rodef Shalom, he doesn't try to bring unity, so then he's a target for the Soro Shel Esav. So now we understand the Medrash very well. What does it mean we don't eat the Gid HaNasha? Mishum Shenasa Shtei Achayos. Not as a punishment, because Yaakov married two sisters, but as a consequence of marrying two sisters. The fact that he ended up marrying two sisters, wanting to marry Rachel, but was given Leah first, and Yosef now is not the true Bechor, and this conflict, this discord in the family, so now the Soro Shel Esav is able to impact the Yerech, the children, the offspring, Kaf HaYerech of Yaakov. And exactly as Rav Nissen Alpert says, Ki Ichud HaBanim, the unity of the children, Hu Kiyumo Shalom Yisrael. Wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom.